A malaria drug touted by US President Donald Trump as a game changer in the fight against COVID-19 has been in high demand in New Zealand, leading Pharmac to put restrictions on its use. But the government drug buying agency says hydroxychloroquine will still be available for DHBs, which are now involved in trials to see whether it could help prevent or limit the impact of COVID-19 or even cure it. Infectious disease experts spoken to by RNZ were cautious about overhyping the drug, but all believe it has promise, with one saying it was among the leading contenders for a possible cure. Investigative journalist Guy Nespina has the story.
Hydroxychloroquine. It's got Donald Trump excited.
I think it's going to be very exciting. I think it could be a game changer, and maybe not. But I think it could be, based on what I see, it could be a game changer.
There's no evidence proving this yet, but from the evidence available, America's FDA has now given emergency approval to distribute the drug. Its chief scientist says it's reasonable to believe that hydroxychloroquine may be effective in treating COVID-19 and that the benefits outweigh the risks. International interest has led to a spike in demand in New Zealand, according to Pharmac's Director of Operations, Lisa Williams.
We've been seeing a lot more demand for that and hearing from community pharmacy and general practitioners that they were under pressure to prescribe and dispense this product.
She said until now, hydroxychloroquine had been an open-listed drug on the Pharmac schedule, meaning that it could be prescribed for anyone by anyone. Pharmac has now restricted access to the drug to secure supply for patients who need it for rheumatoid arthritis, lupus and malaria. But the drug will still be available to DHBs in New Zealand who are now involved in running clinical trials to see whether the drug works against COVID-19. Professor Stephen Chambers, an infectious diseases physician at Otago University in Christchurch, said hydroxychloroquine was among the leading contenders for a possible cure for COVID-19.
There's some good reasons to explore this, and it's, you know, it's exciting that there's something that looks like it might be a useful tool.
He said the world had a head start on research into the drug, given China's focus on it during the SARS outbreak between 2002 and 2004. World attention has focused on encouraging studies from China and France, although Professor Chambers said these had design flaws and were not robust enough on their own. He said only a series of well-controlled studies would provide the answers.
Does it work in really severe infected patients? Does it work to stop people getting infection in a prophylactic manner? Does it work well for, say, moderately infected people and keeps them out of hospital?
Professor David Murdoch, Dean of Otago University Christchurch, is more cautious about the promise of hydroxychloroquine, although he's certainly not dismissive.
The hype is obviously something we have to kind of push back a bit on because, you know, the evidence is pretty soft but promising, I suppose, is the summary at the moment.
Professor Murdoch, a clinical microbiologist at Canterbury Health Laboratories, who also researches respiratory tract infections, said it could be that drugs were not the solution at all. With influenza, the pandemics eventually petered out after a significant proportion of the population acquired the infection and became immune. Professor Murdoch said that for COVID-19, the hope was that drugs could minimise the severity for those who got the disease and therefore save lives.
In terms of getting on top of the pandemic, it's going to be about other measures, public health measures, plus potentially a vaccine on the horizon.
About 35 companies are in the race for a vaccine, and a Boston biotech company is already starting human trials. For Morning Report, Kogai and Espana TNA.